Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been near
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel. Oh, C-Ray. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Tribe Yadav, tape number 177. And we're going to find our elder, and he's going to tell you all about the broadcast and why we look through a couple of these memos. So let's even find our elder and bring him in, and we'll get tape number 177 running after the elder leads. So you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tills.
Yahuwah bless you, see you as well. It seems well. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, whatever we did over the weekend, on that great Sabbath day we had, that's in the past. Got to keep moving forward. This is Yahuwah doing his marvelous in our eyesight. So we got to keep it moving. And that's all I can say. But if you got to tell this national audience on tape number 177, take your time. Let me read a couple of these old memos. You on the clock. Come up.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And like I always say, and most recently, it's always a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And the reason I say that, that's a good thing. Because the more we are like big pebbles dropping in the water, making one wave which ripples into another, each one will be touched with the word of Yahuwah. And that's the way that it should be. But now, sometimes when the word gets to people, it doesn't do them good justice because they have too many things in their mind. And actually, the word of Yahuwah will help you through your day. You know, we always say Luke 12:4 when we start our program. You know, we know that the righteous spirit will teach you what you say in that same hour. But what happens on a daily basis when you are nourished with that? One of the things you look at is in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So when these things of righteousness are said, or things of correction are put in order, these things should come into your remembrance, because Yahuwah is helping you guide you to your day. This is why we're here to help guide you through these times. Bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bumps of righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Come to you live and open to you all with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, and always, about Yahuwah's Word. Learning how to connect the books to your Bible education. Your health. Foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath day. We do this because you have not. This information you came to seek and have to look no further now. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Depending on the time of that class, 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to. You can have a website address. To use this, just enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big button, you'll see some choices. Want to be tithes and offerings? Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choice. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, the eternity of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah, glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah, glory to his name. Bring an offering, come unto his court. I always remind everyone that God loves us, your forgiveness. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah. Also, for building the school, which is very well needed. Our banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods. We continue to speak of this program. We even have a calendar. That calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends, that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. If you're there, enter three words this time, Yahuwah Radio Time. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that are listening members to use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions on biblical subject matter or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call to drop online. The first is our live conference room, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on the scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed counts. Also, by saying that, our next number, as I said before, is 224-600-5579. When you have a question on scripture or a message, you can leave that unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging doctrine as a reminder. Also, on another note, please do not contact this year. Email, phone, or text before broadcast. You might imagine he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mrs. Sigar, and answering many moments, and now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. Who knows what else? So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back unless you call trying to teach. You will only receive a version. So at this particular time, we're going to turn and pull them back over to our seat as well. And get ready to listen to this broadcast. Over. That's what.
Hallelujah, Elam. That was excellent. Short, but excellent. All right. I'm looking at something right here. Brother Micaiah, you might not find it on your regular book, or that apocryphal, but seeking you find 2 Ezra 7, 104. It's not going to be in the red book. But it's really somewhere in there. 2 Ezra 7, verse 104. Because the regular book, but I'm looking at my other book. Second is going to go up to about 70. I'm going to go up to 70, but I want to burst second is a 7104. So maybe your phone computer can pull it up. Second Ezra 7104. Matter of fact, you ought to take a look at that too, see if you find it on your computer. Second Ezra chapter 7, verse 104. All righty, good enough. But, I got a question on the table. I'm going to take care of after that verse is read. So the question was asked, do you know what Second Ezra 104 say? And we'll get into that later. Okay, we'll get into that later. All right, good enough. All right, another episode, tape number Unlocking Biblical Mystery, Tribe Yagdab, tape 177, live broadcast. So we're going to see who will be on stage for the next episode, part number 177. And we got the young lion ready to go. Let's see if he's ready to get in that microphone and help assist in tape number 177. So when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, young brother Micaiah, tribe of Yagdab, Judah. Up and come and teach out of Camp 1. Yahweh be to that sea royal.
And Yahweh bless you, that spirit Israel of seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, young lion. But young lion, I want to respond to something, but it's in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse number 104. But we know that red book is not going to go no further than verse 70.
Right.
So if you can find that,
mm-hmm.
if you can find that verse, that'd be a great thing. So we're going to see who else is going to be on stage for tonight's episode. Take number 177. See, Mother Eve. Mother Eve said, see, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do my part. And that's what I like. I like that kind of spirit. I'm ready to do my part. See, and if everybody do their part, it's going to be all right. Because Yahweh is going to intervene when we do our part. But there's so much mystery that's got to be broke down. The mystery, before we get back to Romans chapter 11, the foundation got to be so solid that when we get to 11, we just can cruise through the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. So Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahweh bless you, there, Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you, sir, Israel, Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. Mother E, we know Mother E is sitting at her desk getting prepared to address this national audience after she hears something. So we'll be all ears a little bit later in the broadcast. All right, so young lion, you know, before we do anything, we want to know, was you able to pull up 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 104? See, in that red book, that ain't nothing but a tease, really. That's just a tease. But see, we, hey, Mother E, before we get up some Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Can you read me 2 Corinthians 2:11, Mother E? Hey, Mother E, how about reading those here, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11? Can you, it's something about that, I'm good for one piece of deal every now and then. Can you read that, Mother 2:11? You want to, yeah, yes, ma'am.
That's Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Then Huron, the king of Tyrus, answered.
No, 2 Corinthians. I mean Corinthians Chronicles. That's right, Corinthians. See, when you're doing, when you're going off your own zeal, you be all over the place, but I'll get some Luke in a second. But make that 2 Corinthians on the right side of the book.
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Oh, that Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his device.
That's right. See, we're not ignorant of his devices, because we know this memo right here in this 2nd letter, step 104. Hey, young line, was you able to pull that up?
Yeah, I got 2nd Ezra 7:104 all the way down. Yeah, I got it.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, good. What do that say, young line? What do 2nd Ezra 7:104 say? What do it say that we all can hear it together?
Okay. Reading from, it's not the KJV verse I pulled up. I couldn't find that part. But I got from the Good News Translation, but back in Ezra chapter 7:104 read, I will be happy, hear you, he replied. Judgment day is final, and set the final seal on truth for all to see. You know that in this age.
Wait a minute, young man. You hit the nail on the head. Now read that again. Take your time, because now you gonna draw some out now, and that's a pretty good thing. Now I don't got happy already. Start it there. Mm-hmm. Take your time on it again.
Yes, sir. 2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse 104, reading from a Good News Translation, Apocrypha. 104. 2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse 104, reading. I will be happy to tell you, he replied. Judgment day is final. And set the final seal on it for all to see.
He said, set a final what for what reason? He said, set a final what for what reason?
The final seal on truth for all to see.
Write that down.
He said,
set a final seal. That's what I want. See, a final seal got to be on the truth. Write that down, a final seal. Now, we're going to come back with that again, and no doubt about it, but it got to be a ministry that set the final seal, S-E-A-L, on the truth. But that's the reason why we're teaching a series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries. Because the truth is there, but it's covered up. So it got to be a ministry to unlock the biblical seal of the truth. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Mackay, what that say?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. So, that's a profound statement, because the world haven't heard the seal of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that in mind, out of take 177, now read me that again one more time, but I want you to stop where it says, seal, the final seal on the truth. That's all I want out of that. So read that. When you get to that part, that's the part I want to emphasize. And I want to know who's going to do it. Now, Ezra was told this by the ministering spirit. He said, Ezra, listen, Ezra, you're the man of the hour, but it will be a seer coming after you that's going to bring back up your record. So he's telling Ezra, the seer, to sit, do what? And 2nd Ezra 7:104. What he said do again, that young line?
2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse 104 reads, I will be happy to tell you, he replied.
Judgment Day is final and set the final seal on truth for all who see. Seal on truth for all to see.
For all peoples? Is that what you just got through reading there, young lion? Huh?
Read right here. It says for all to see.
It says for all the peoples, right?
Then for all to see.
For all divisions. So now I was told that means for all the people. So set a time seal for all the divisions translated as all the people. Now that now that's what I was told. But now I'm going to ask the elder a question behind that one. Hey, elder, Mr. Tibbs, what do you get out of that for what it just was told to me? And now we have read the verse. Now, what you get out of that verse, the elder? Hey, elder, Mr. Tibbs, what you get out of that verse right there? What you get out of that? Hey, elder, Mr. Tibbs, get out of that. Here, we gonna mute the elder. Keep going so we mute you. Hallelujah. So we're not gonna ask that question no more about what do you get out of that? But that's a big topic there. Now, what do I get out of that? And to rub it in, young lion, they threw in the 17th chapter to get them a, like you said, Steve, we got a precept, okay? So they gave me a precept verse of that, explaining what that means, seal up all the visions. Meaning, that's talking about everybody. So now what we want to do, we want to go and get their second witness. See, when you turn this broadcast on, you never know what you're going to run into. But it don't be no accident. So we're going to the 17th chapter. And, you know, we're going to bring their second point that tie in what they're saying. We're going to Acts chapter 17, and we'll pick up verse number 26. Down, we're going to read a little bit till we get our point. Let's read verse 26. Yeah, Acts 17, read verse 26. Young lion, what that say? What's going on at WCC?
Okay.
Start again. 17.
17. Okay, 26. Okay. We're going to the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26. 26 reads, and have made of one blood, all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Verse 27. That they should seek Yahweh, if happy they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. 28. For in him we live, and move, and have our being, as certain also of your own poet has said. For we are also his. 29. For as much then as we are the offspring of Yahuwah, we ought not to think that the Yahuwah head is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. Verse 30. In the times of this ignorance, Yahuwah winked at. But now commanded all men everywhere. Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had appointed.
That's good. Man. That's good, young lion. That's good. Now read me 26 and 30 again. Verse 26 right. And verse 30 there, young lion.
Okay.
See, once, back I said again, once we, you know, I'm pulling for these six anointed camps because I see all the taxes that is going to be used against them. And all we can do is show you exactly what they're going to put on you. And 90% of the six anointed camps going to be jammed up. I mean, ain't no question about it. I mean, unless a drastic change comes, because these are the kind of persons that are going to jump out there on you, and then you're going to make a statement from the brain. And when you make a statement from the brain, you're going to fall right in their hands the wicked. You're going to fall right in their hands when you make a statement from the brain, when they ask you a question, what do that mean? What do verse 26 and 30 mean? What do that word mean? Six anointed camps. What do verse 26 and 30, what it mean? Come on, that young line, read it again. Verse 26 and verse 30.
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26 and verse 30. 26 reads, and have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. Verse 30. In the times of this ignorance, Yahuwah winked at it, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent.
See that? And now it's commanded for every man to repent. Now, this is where that the ones that understand some good stuff. Hey, Mother E, what do it say in Isaiah 43? We're going to Isaiah 43. In Isaiah 43, we'll look at verses 1 down to verse 4. And Brother Makai is going to pick up at 10 through 15. Then, Mother, you come right back with 18 through 21. We go on to Isaiah 43, 1 down to verse 4. Then Brother Micaiah is going to come back in and pick up at 10:15. Then you come behind him with 18 through 21. So,
okay.
Isaiah 43, 1 down to verse 4. And Brother Micaiah have me 10 through 15. And Mother E, come behind him with 18 through 21. You on the clock, come out.
Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 4, verse 1. But now, thus said the Yahweh that created thee, O Israel, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Verse 2. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame come upon thee. Verse 3. For I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, the righteous one the righteous one of Israel, thy servant. I give Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopian and Sidon for thee. Verse 4. Since thus was precious in my sight, thus have been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give man for thee and people for thy life.
Now, mother, that big cover there. Now, with that kind of statement and what we just got through hearing, we're not going to comment on it, but the seer has spoken plainly from the minister spirit. Now, look what he says, Brother Micaiah 10 to 15. Listen good what he said, 10 through 15. Come on.
Okay, the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10 down to 15. Verse 10 reads, you are my witness, says Yahuwah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Yahuwah form, neither should there be after me. Verse 11, I am Yahuwah, and beside me there is no Savior. Verse 12, I have declared and have said, and I have showed when there was no strange Yahuwah among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says Yahuwah, that I am Yahuwah. Verse 13, yes, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Verse 14, thus says Yahuwah, your Redeemer, the righteous one of Israel, for your sake I have sent Babylon and have brought down all their nobles in the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. Verse 15, I am Yahuwah, your righteous one, the creator of Israel, your king.
According to that, as you look out in the world today, there have to be prophecy, because right now the cry is in the ships, and the record says the one who done the crying in the ships was the one that was down below, stacked like planks, and they had a lot of cries in the ships. So that's a double meaning right there, but the cries in the ships is the one that had to cry in the ship that was taken out of their land, and they cried was in the ship. They didn't know where they was going, the one that was in the bottom of the ship. See? Mm-hmm. So we know, he said, I'm your Redeemer, but if he is your Redeemer, and the cry of the ship, those that was in the ship and they descended today, they still catching it. So we know that must be a future plan. That's why when we read that verse in 7:104. What did it say again? Zechariah 7:104. What did it say again now, young lion? Read that verse again.
Okay. All right, coming back to Zechariah chapter 7, and we want verse 104. 104 reads, I will be happy to you. I will be happy to tell you, he replied, judgment day is final, and set the final seal on truth for all.
For all what?
For all to see. I can't hear. They don't ever say it. It just says for all. And that's for us to go.
Yeah, all of who? Do they make a statement? Well, I can't hear that next word. So that next word, I'm looking right at that word, what it is. But so some reason I'm not hearing you saying the next word after the word call all. I don't know why I'm not hearing it. And mother says she ain't hearing it. Some reason we're not hearing that word after you say all what. So whatever that word is you saying, can you spell it out there, young line? Because we're not hearing nothing you saying after you say the word all.
Okay. C-S-E-E.
Well, all.
C-S-E-E.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
For all to see, S-E-E.
Okay.
For all to see. So now we hear him, Mother. So he says, for all to see. Good. For all to see, S-E-E. Good. Now come on back, Mother. Now give me that 18 down to verse 21.
I see a chapter 43, verse 18 to 21. Verse 18. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19.
Read that again, Mother. Hold on, Mother. Take your time and read like you see it. Take your time and look at it real carefully.
Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old.
That ain't coming out right, Mother. Evidently, unless I'm plugged up over here, that is not coming out right. Let me see. Let me get a Bible and peep at that verse myself. Because I'm going somewhere with, although I already know where I'm going, but I'm just going to entertain.
21. That's what it's reading.
Well, let me read it, Mother. Let me take a look at this.
Okay, go ahead.
In 43, let me take a look at this verse. 43, verse 18. Let me take a little peek at this verse right here. It says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old.
That's what
I read. Read verse 19. You don't want that. I'm just not. Some reason I'm not hearing nothing. It's just like like when a cat know he don't corner the rat up real good. You know he don't corner him up. He can't. If where the rat at, the rat can't escape. Cat can slow walking down because he know he got him where he want him at. And that's the same thing about this verse. It's just, I just going to take my time and carve it up real good. Verse 19 down to verse 21. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Verse 20. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my toes. Verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise.
Now, have this happened, a young lion, mother? Have this happened already? Have what we read now? Have this happened? What is this on the left side of the book we're reading right now? What is this we read? Do anybody want to make a statement on what are we reading right here about? Verse 18, remember ye not the former things, neither considered the things of old. Behold, I'll do a new thing. What is this right here? Has this happened already? Is this prophecy to come? What is this we read here?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody want to comment on that? What is this we read now? We read prophecy to come. Is there any record of this right here that will happen, or is this to come?
Oh, wow.
What you got to say there, young lion? Is this prophecy, or have this happened already, or what? Have this happened with Mother reading in 18 down to verse 20? 18 down to verse 20. Is there any record of this, or is this to come?
I'm looking at it. I don't recall any of this happening. But, I mean, right now I'm going to sit back and take my time and get this in what I need to get in. I'm not having straightforward.
Okay. All right, excellent. And that's a great point. This right here is prophecy of the come, because he haven't made no way in the desert, in the wilderness of the desert. Ain't no water coming up that way. Ain't nothing happening. And the beasts of the field, they still, if they catch you off balance, they'll ride you back all the way to the bottom of their belly. So that ain't happening right there. So all this is prophecy. So what you're looking at, the statement, see what happens, the world will jump down and get the reading and don't recognize when it's prophecy, because there's no record of this happening. Because if this happening, then our Creator is not strong as we know him to be. No, but this is to come. So now 18 to 20 is future prophecy. But then he makes a statement to, in the bottom of 20 says, to my peoples who are chosen. See that? So there go your precept right here. Now we got to find out, young lion, to my people that I chosen. So this right here, is to my people, my chosen. So now we are precept that to 41, 89 of Isaiah. See, this is where we have to see. This is where we must take our rightful position. And our rightful position is this Bible is not a novel. Every verse is decoded for precept. And we got to know to paint the picture that this is future, but it's not talking to
neck ring. Yeah, I'm about it. No. He said she was up.
So what we have to do, and remember Mother Z, every statement you're making, over 600,000 will hear every word you're saying. Every word that you're saying, you will be heard all over the world. Keep that in your mind. Now you're online. This is prophecy, but this Bible is decoded for the prophecy is aimed at a people. He says, I'm going to give drink to my children. That is the precept word, is the key to it. The river, I will give drink to my children. Now we're going to Isaiah 41. We're going to Isaiah 41 to see who is this that he has chosen. See, this is where we have to paint the picture. Because if you don't, what we just got through reading, you can't come out from under that. But if you precept your Bible until it paints the picture clearly, then you will be all right. So now you say he don't give drink to my chosen, my people, my chosen. We're going to 41, verse 8 and 9. You got a line to see exactly what he's talking about. Backed up with Mother E in the 44th chapter of the same book, verse 1 and 2 of Isaiah. See, this is a game changer. We read in Psalms 7, 104, seal the truth to the seer, to the one that got some eyes to see something. So we got to seal the truth so they can see something. But the only way you're going to be able to seal it, you can't talk your way out of this. You got to book your way out of this. So now you're online in the 41st chapter, verse 8 and 9. Can you help those see it out? Come on.
Hallelujah. Well, all right, we're going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 reads, "But you, Israel, are my servant, Israel whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." Verse 9. "You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called you from the chief man thereof, and said unto you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away."
So you see it? So now you see, when you precept your Bible, he's talking about my people, my chosen Israel. He said now, so there go right there. So now, you know Israel right now is in captivity, all 12 tribes. So now we clear that he ain't done no new thing with Israel right now, because right now all Israel is in captivity, because all Israel is paying bill to the 17 nations right now. He's paying bill. So he's still in captivity. Not only you got a bill to come in your mailbox, you mm-hmm. still in captivity. Mm-hmm. So keep that in your mind. So this right here is for Israel, my people, and right now Israel is paying bills on something. And
that's
you're
right.
Paying to somebody look like somebody else. So this right here is to come. Now we get a second wind at that mother, in the 44th chapter. We're going to get a second witness by looking at 44, verse number 1. All we need is verse 1. 1
okay.
And verse 6. We want 44, verse 1 and 6.
Okay.
Hey, Mother E, we need 44, verse 1 and 6.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 1 and verse 6. Verse 1. Yes, now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 6. Thus said the Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me, there is no Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's good. Good. So now Peter, in the 10th chapter, with that information on that right side of the book, there, young line. So Peter say what? What did Peter say in Acts chapter 10? And let's see what he say.
Okay, picking up at Acts chapter 10.
Verse 10. Yeah, all I need is one line. Acts chapter 10.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 17. 17 reads, "Now while Peter doubted in himself what this is."
Good. That's it. That's all I wanted. See, Peter doubted himself, and that's the same thing right now. See, we doubt in ourselves, and that's why the 17 nations can pull things on us, and we can't boldly hear and take care. We are doubting ourselves. These are the verses I got. Seven years of 7104, and what their precept was that 17th chapter verse of Acts, transition 30. Now, if you just go with the flow, it looked like, if you go with the flow, and we ask 99%, it means exactly what it means. But do it mean that? That's the point we're making. This is where they're going to go and jam you up, Six Anointed Camp. They're going to jam you up so, and then all the seer can do is just, Mother E, let's go to 22 of Luke. Luke 22. And we're going to look at Luke 22, verse 32.
Luke 22, 32. Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 32. Luke 22, 32. The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 32. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother.
You see that? So Yahweh could not even, he couldn't intervene himself. He was telling Peter. Now, Peter, look. He said, you up front now, Peter. Like I'm telling the Six Anointed Camps. But I pray that your faith, your belief in the covenant don't fail when you get jammed up.
Mm-hmm.
Prayerfully, you take a deep breath and go into the Bible and dismantle what you have heard read in 2 Ezra 7:104. And the 17th chapter, verse 26 and 30 of Acts. Because them right there is gonna hand you a big time. They say he's an excellent teacher. His name is Mark Moriser. And he jumps people. And the message is, the seer can't get out from under this. None of the Six Anointed Camps. Mark Moriser, that's his name. They call him, can't think of his name right now. He said, they can't answer them questions right here. This is where we're going to jump them at right here. This is where we can jump them at right here because they can't come out from under 2 Ezra 7:104. Again, you give them like they say, the precept. 17 chapter 26 and 30. They can't come out from under. And this is a debater, one of them apologetics. He go around jumping camps. He beat them down. And a lot of them just ignore him. But you're really supposed to ignore him. You know why you're supposed to ignore him? Let me show you why you're supposed to ignore him. See, some of the camps were saying, see, well, how do we get off money this right here when he dropped these things to us? I said, well, we ain't going to call you out, but if these things is done to you, and 3 verse 10 of Titus, what do it say, young man? See, in 3:10, it makes a profound statement. What you got to recognize when you let somebody get you off of what they're doing, look what it says in Titus 3:10.
In the book of Titus,
chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonish, reject. Oh, the first and second.
You mean after you all try to break it down to him the first time, he come back to the same stuff the second time? He said, now, the Bible says you're going to reject that. Now, the only reason why this guy, according to this memo I got, Mark Maraza, due to jumping Israel camps, because they got to recognize that we got the answer to how you come back with that, but you got to reject, because if all he is just a rabble rouser, for him to say that that's them, all peoples, that's talking about everybody, and then you have no answer for them, so now you want to have an answer, we'll give you an answer. See, now we'll give you an answer. Now it's up to you to hem him back up and give him the answer. Because if this is what his strength is, putting on you other camps, these verses right here, Mark Maraza, whoever Mark Maraza is, he's supposed to be apologetic. He's supposed to be the one that go out his way to jump Israelite camps and throw these two questions on it, but they have no comeback. Okay, we're going to give you a comeback. We're going to give you a comeback when they throw, when he uses on you again, we'll give you the answer in writing. That's up to you to deliver. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Go ahead. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Now, so we got that on the table. This Mark Maraza, whoever Mark Maraza is, we got that on table, his strength.
Okay.
His right counsel will know. So what'd you say there, young lion?
I was trying to catch that name.
Mark Maraza. That's his as a name, but he called himself by another name. I don't know. They're going to have to send me another memo on what name he used. They told me his name is Mark Maraza. He specializes in jumping Israelite camps and said Israelite camps cannot answer him. And they want to get back with him with the scripture. But that's where he'll go and take you to 2 Israel 7, 104, and then he'll come back and chew up the camp in that 17 chapter, verse 26 and 30. Now, so, but now we're going to show you how, if this is dropped on you, six anointed camps. If this is dropped on you, if they catch you out there street teaching us, all of a sudden when you open your temple site and then he come in with his followers, antagonize you, what this means, once you give the answer biblically, soundly, with that, you know, soundly, boldly, now, it tell you in 3:10 now, after you deliver it. You can't go on and on. Now, after you deliver the answer, read Titus 3:10 again.
The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject.
Okay. So, man, be a rabble rouser. All they try to do is get you on something and then on twisting a scripture, and you can't come out from under it. But once you're able to straighten that scripture out soundly, and if you don't get it, then you just got to move on. See, once you know you're going to deliver a knockout blow, then you got to move on. Because the seal of the truth, it got to be, you got to see it. But you want to see it coming out of the sixth anointed camp. And we can't be fumbling all around because it tells us, Mother E, tells us in Jude 1, verse 3, right next to Revelation, that these days will come. Jude 1, verse 3, Mother E, what is saying Jude 1, 3?
The book of Jude. Let me get back there. I know it. We'll just go and get the Revelation. Oh, that's a good one. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should honestly contend for the covenant which was once delivered unto the saints, the 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm. You see that? Honestly contend. You honestly contend. That means you got to go in the Bible and honestly contend for this covenant and teach it. Understand it and teach it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a text there. His name is Cap Malone. Cap Malone. His name is Cap Malone. That's his name. That's his street name. It's Cap Malone. So, but you have to honestly contend because they're going to do everything they can to not keep you where you always tied up. As long as you tied up, you'll never be able to take care of Yahweh's business, as if you know. Now let's go dismantle that. Let's go dismantle that for the other camps that want to take care of Cap Malone. Now we read 107, 7-10, that's their strength, that's his strength and his following, and then he'll put a precept with you in 17:26-30. Now that's his strength. Now you won't know how to dismantle that. Okay, good. That means you have to, we'll give you a series of understanding how you dismantle that. Young Lion, let's run to, he said, all nations. He said, now, don't all nations mean everybody? Yes, it do mean everybody. But now let's take a peep at it in writing about this all nation. Let's take a little peep at it by going to, what should we start at? Let's run to some prophecy verse. Let's get a little prophecy verse. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 8 through 10 there, young man, Brother Micaiah. Let's look at that verse. Let's go to Ezekiel. Let's see if the seal got written. Ezekiel 6, 8 down to verse 10.
Hand over to the book of Ezekiel. We want chapter 6, and we want 8 down to verse 10. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 6, verse 8 down to 10. Verse 8 reads, Yet will I leave a remnant, that you may have some that shall escape the sword among nations, when you shall be scattered through the country. Verse 9. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, whether they shall be carried captive, because I am broken with their whorish mind, which had departed from me, and with their eyes which go a whoring after their idols. And they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed in their abomination. Verse 10. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, and that I have not said in vain that I would do this evil unto them.
Read verse 8 again.
Okay. Verse 8, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 6, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, yet will I leave a remnant, that you may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations, which you shall be scattered through the country.
Vocap Malone. Okay, I got it now. Okay, thank you, WCC. Vocap Malone. So that's a champion, Vocap Malone. That's the one that gave them the ammunition to take down, and the other Israelite camps can't come out from under Vocap Malone. He the one dropped these verses on you right here, Vocap Malone. Mark Moriza. So Vocap Malone. That's the one that's jumping Israelite camps. But we'll show the Israelite camps how to let you see some light, but you don't see no light. So now we find out right now, Vocap Malone, that's the one that's jumping these Israelite camps, according to that message right there. Vocap Malone. All right, good. And that's his strength. Second Ezra 7:104, and then your precept that you, Acts 7:26-30. Okay, good. Now we just read by Ezekiel the seer, and 6:8. What did we read again by chapter 6, verse 8? What did we just got through reading?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 6, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, yet will I leave a remnant, that you may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations, when you shall be scattered throughout the country.
So he said, I'm going to leave a remnant. He said, but you is going to be scattered. And that ain't conclusive. But he said, you will be scattered among the nations. So now we got to beat that a little bit more, because we got to find out who is the you that going to be scattered among the nations. So you're going to be scattered among the nations. Now they say, you. You're going to be scattered among the nations. Now, since you're going to be scattered among the nations, we got to find out a little bit more about that. You going to be scattered among the nations. Let's find out. In Baruch, young lion, and Mother, you have me, Ezekiel chapter 20. And have me verse 32. Waiting on me. We'll read a bit to get our point. Have me, Ezekiel 20:32, waiting on me. But let's find out who is the you going to be scattered among the nations. We're going to Baruch chapter 4 there, young lion. And we'll pick up verse number 1. We're going to lay the foundation, but remember, we got to chop it down from the head down to the toe. Got to chop it up first. We're going to Baruch chapter 4 and find out who is the you that's going to be scattered among the nations. We're going to Baruch chapter 4 and pick up verse 1. We'll reach and get our point. Come on.
Okay. The book of Baruch. Chapter 4, picking up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads, this is the book of the law of Yahuwah, and the law that endured forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it should die. Verse 2, turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Verse 3, give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you to a strange nation. Verse 4, O Israel, happy are we? For things that are pleasing to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse 5. Be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Israel. Verse 6. You were sold to the nation, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemy. Verse 7. For you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devils and not to Yahweh.
Good. Real nice. Read verse 2 and 4 again. Read. Now, he's talking to Baruch. What did he say in verse 2 and 4?
Okay. The book of Baruch, chapter 4, we read verse 2 and verse 4. Verse 2 reads, turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk you in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Verse 4, O Israel, happy are we, for things that are pleasing to Yahweh are made known unto us.
So now, see we build the case. So we find out that the ones that were scattered have the name on them, and that's Israel. He said, now, that's what he's saying to Israel. Now Ezekiel the seer is still talking, Mother Eve. And what he's saying, pick up verse 32, let's read a little bit on what is he saying. And Ezekiel the seer, chapter 20, and pick up the verse 32. What does it say there, Mother Eve?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 32. Verse 32 reads, And that which comes unto you, your mind, shall not be at all that you say. You will be as the nation, as the families of the country, to serve wood and stone.
Hold that point. Read where you see it, because we are going to do some edifying. We want to put all the dramatics on it. Just read the way you see it. You were sold to the who? According to what it says in that verse. What were you sold to?
I mean, be like.
You're not going to be like the who. What do that verse nation. Say? Be like the who?
We will be as the nation, the heathen.
That what it
the
say?
Heathen. Heathen.
What do it say there?
Heathen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, heathen. He said, you're not going to be like the heathen. That's what he's saying. He said, now, Ezekiel's saying, you're not going to be like the heathen. So, good. So he's talking to a people saying, you ain't going to be like the heathen, whether you want to or not. What he say he's going to do now? He's talking to a people that we ain't got a name on them yet. But he said, whoever these people he's talking to, he said, whether you like it or not, you're not going to be like the heathens. Go ahead and read.
As the families of the countries to serve wood and stone.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 33.
Yeah, keep reading.
As I live, said the Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 34. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the country, great men, you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fear hold out. Verse 35. And I will bring you unto the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. Verse 36. Like as I pleaded with you with your father in the wilderness of the man of Egypt, so will I plead with you, said the Yahweh.
Yeah, hold up on that, mother. So now there go. So now here come your precept words. So now we read the down where now he left the door open. He says he left the door open in verse 35 and 36. He said, I'm going to bring you to the wilderness of the people. Plead with you there, face to face. Then he said in 36, like I pleaded with your father in the wilderness. Now, so there go your precept. Now go to 17th chapter, mother, of Exodus and find out who is that in the wilderness that he pleaded with. So go to Exodus 17, verse 1. Then you stop right there and you study painting the picture. Verse 17, who is in the wilderness? Who is in the wilderness? People he's talking about, well, hold on now. Now, the people he's talking about, I'm going to bring you out from where you scattered at. So he's talking about a people that scattered throughout the country. I'm going to bring you out with a mighty stretched out hand. I'm going to bring you out of there. That's what he's saying. Now, we need to know who in the wilderness he's talking about that he's going to bring out. See, now we need a name, mother. Now we're going to get us a name by going to 17 chapters and see who in the wilderness. We need us a name, mother. 17 verse 1 of Exodus. Just give us a name. Come on.
Book of Exodus, chapter 17. No, Exodus, chapter 17, verse 1.
Exodus 17:1.
Okay.
Say your name.
Okay. I'm getting there. The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin.
Stop right there. That's all I want. All I want to know who in the wilderness. So who in the wilderness, mother, according to what we can read?
Yes,
that we
sir.
Can read that's in the wilderness.
The children
according
of Israel.
According to verse 1 and 2, the children of Israel in the wilderness. Now, give me a precept on that in the 14th chapter of Joshua, 14 verse 10. Give me a second witness.
14,
Joshua 14, verse 10. See, this is how you carve a turkey up. See, we want to help the other Israelite camp to carve this turkey up. They say they got a problem, and they want to jump in, but they can't get to their verses in time. So that's wise to get in contact with the six anointed camps, and we'll show you how to jump Bo Cap Malone, when he bring his two scriptures to you, 2 Ezra 7:104, then he going to precept it to the 17th chapter, verse 26 and 30, and then he hems up the Israelite camps. So we're going to show the Israelite camps, this is what you do for the one that's antagonizing y'all. This is what you do for them. You first find out who in the wilderness that he going to bring you out. So if he's going to bring you out, that means that in 1948, you ain't made it there yet, because he said he's going to bring you out. And we know how you got to the land of Israel, that by the government systems all over the world in 1948. That's how you end up in a portion of Israel in 1948. That wasn't the hand of Yahweh. That was by y'all hand. But Yahweh said, I'm going to bring out a people that was in the wilderness. Let's give a second witness in 14, verse 10. Mother, come on, give me 14, verse 10. Give me a second witness.
The book of Joshua, chapter 14, verse 10 reads, "And now, behold, the Yahweh had kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Yahweh speak this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day."
Mother, who wandered in the wilderness, according to the reading 14, verse 10?
The children of Israel
wandered in the wilderness. So with that, Mother, now we're going back to Ezekiel. Now, with that understanding now, so when we're looking at this verse right here in the 20th chapter, real carefully, so now we're looking at this, so we can fill the blanks in if we want to, but we clear that he said, "I'm going to bring you out of the countries where you scattered at." And the you is who? And who's the you again, Mother? Although it's not in this verse, but when we done the precepting on it, who is the you that's in the wilderness?
The children of Israel.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent, Mother. When you send around the neighbors and you show by reading this verse, although it don't say it there, but you know how to precept that back to 17:1, 14:10. So that paints a picture that the one, "I'm going to bring you from the heathen. You're not going to be like the heathen. I'm going to bring you out of all the countries you at." Now what he say. Now look what he said in verse 42. Now look where you're going. Now look where you're going in verse 42 now. Ezekiel the seer, 20 verse 42. Now see, once the world recognized that basically it is a new sheriff on the clock, which is the six anointed camps. We have the answers because we was given how to let you bump your gums, and it appears to be saying one thing, precepts, it'll soundly show you what it's saying. So we clear that I'm going to bring you out of the countries, you children of Israel, where you've been scattered at.
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm going to bring you to in verse 42.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 42. "And you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the countries for thee, which I lifted up my hands to give it to you, to your father."
Ain't that something? You see that? See, Mother, this is what don't see it. He waiting to see the throwdown and contend when they drop these verses on him. What they gonna do it? Oh, they're just waiting to get in and get at you. But you have to take a deep breath and let them get their say in. And then get the carving on like you do a turkey. See, if they want to carve up Bo Cap Malone, you got to look at him as a turkey. But you don't want to carve him up right away. You want to just slim, cut him low across the back, take a thigh off him, and then just consume him all the way up. You know, that's how you got to do it. Now, all right. Now, young lion, now, mother, give me a little bit more. Run to the 28th chapter, verse 25 and 26. See, we going the long way around because we want to carve them up real good for the other camps. Then once you carve them up real good, according to what they said, come and jump the Israelite camps, then they going to jump him after they jump him real good. And if he don't take the Bible answer, and after it, we know he's a heretic. Heretic means you don't believe nothing the Bible saying anyway. You won't be a rabble-rouser. Then you can reject him, but you got to live him up first. So now in Ezekiel the seer, he's still talking, Mother, in 28th chapter, verse 25 and 26. What did he say?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verse 25 and verse 26. Verse 25. Thus said the Yahweh, when I shall have gathered you from it a good man from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them, in despite of the nation, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Israel. Verse 26. And they shall dwell faithfully therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgment upon all those that despise them round about them. And they shall know that I am the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
So that's impossible for us to be in the land of Israel right now, because they shake hands like a duck walk. They be shaking hands and ducking at the same time. They don't know when the man can drop some on them, and they got their weapons pointed toward them, and they trying to sneak around and cut them low. It ain't nothing safe over there. Mm-hmm. So you know quite naturally, mother, and young line, that this is prophecy. When the true Israelites get back into the land, this, he said, this was going to be over your head. And we know clearly, ever since 1948, it ain't been no peace over in that land, period. It's either somebody trying to get at you or you trying to get at them. So, right. So we know this is prophecy. So this is prophecy. This has got to come. Ain't nobody safe nowhere. But he said, when I bring the children of Israel back to the land, they going to dwell safely. And we know what he says, Mother Eve, in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. We praying what he said. What he said that we can read in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. And young lion, have me Ezekiel 39:21-29. So see, that's why we saying, listen, we know we got a job to do, but that's why we got to bump shoulders and learn from those they have gave to the enlightenment to, because the showdown is gonna come to the place from this Bible. And that's why you got to know that the ones that got your book now and your records, they supposed to, when they see you, is get far away from you as possible. They won't come looking for you to talk about no 2 Ezra 7:104 and what do this mean, Israelite camp, all nations. Yeah, it do mean all nations, but we ain't do it the lesson yet. So, but we know what Titus said, Mother E, in 1 verse 2. Titus say.
Titus chapter 1 verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promise before the world begins.
So Yahweh promised before the world began that when I bring the children of Israel back to the land, they're going to dwell safely up on their vine, and nobody going to make them afraid. So,
right.
Mother, so that's not Israel land right now, is it?
Mm-mm.
Can't be.
Nope.
Not according to Bible. Because everybody over there got a Uzi on and walking around with a switchblade and his socks. Everybody peeping at everybody right now. They don't know who to be not to look at. See? They're checking your passports and everything over there. Matter of fact, the one that went over there in 1968, they tried their best. They booted up half of them out of there. and the other one over there is fighting for their rights to be there. So they got a whole lot of trouble going on over there. So Israel is not there, not a seat, when you store a precept in your Bible. Now, young lion and Ezekiel the seer 39, pick up verse 21, let's read a little bit. Let's find out something that, see, and we shooting this from the conversation by the beginning of the broadcast. See, you got to be prepared to take care of business on the run because this is your job to do it. So now, in the 39th chapter, there, young lion, we're going to look at verse 21. We're going to take it one verse. Give me verse 21 and read it where you see it, and we'll put the dramatics on it. So look what he say he got to do first in verse 21.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 21. 21 reads, and I will set my glory among the heathen. All the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them.
So you see what the man said he's going to do? He told Ezekiel to tell him, Ezekiel, the first thing I got to do, I got to set my glory among the heathen. See, I got to set my glory among the heathen. See, he's telling Ezekiel that my glory is going to be among the heathen. See, now we got to stop right there. We can't go no further with that until we find out his glory got to be among the heathen. So we go on to Isaiah chapter 11 and look at verse 12 and see who is his glory that got to be among the heathen. We just can't continue reading without understanding that one verse. He says, Yahweh said, I will set my glory among the heathen. And all the heathens shall see. You remember that word we read, Earl? I kept asking what you were saying about that word called see. See, that's what he said. And all the heathens shall see. And that same thing, we kept asking what that word you saying. And that 2nd Ezra 7, verse 104, you said all got to see. So all got to see this day. All the heathens got to see. And all the heathen have to see his glory must be in all the nations. Because we know one thing. Mother just got through reading in Titus 1:2. He ain't lying about nothing. So his glory got to be where all the heathen can see him. Now we got to find out who you're talking about. We're going to 11 verse 12, and let's find out what you're talking about. Isaiah 11 verse, let's see the prophecy of it first. 11 verse 12.
Okay, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yada Judah from the four corners of the earth.
You see that? So his glory that got to be in all the nations. It got to be who, according to 11 verse 12. Hey, Mother E, is you writing that good stuff down there, Mother E? So,
okay.
His glory got to be among all the heathens.
Mm-hmm.
All the heathens. Now, who is the glory that we can read in that last line of 11 verse 12?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 12, the last line says, the dispersed of God's Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So now, so who is his glory that got to be in all the nations? It's matter of fact, it's written, excellent. But see, it's written in verse 21. See, this is why we have to raise our level at. We'll read this verse, and we, in with our better half, we'll put Yahweh Judy in there, and they'll say, well, no, that's not in there, my Yahweh. He said, yes, it's in there. but it's over here. It's not. It's in there, but you only can see it spiritually. You can't see it carnally. You can't see that it's heathen. I mean, his glory is among all nations unless you see it spiritually. So spiritually, he have put his glory among all nations. So this half came to pass. And they're going to set up an ensign. Ensign is the Bible. They're going to start talking Bible. But the one that's in all nations and four corners is who by name? By name. Who's in the four corners?
God. God, Judah's in the four corners.
You see that? Now y'all see that? You see now, we see dead or there. So that's who's going to be among all the heathen. Shall see. They're going to see Yahshua Judah. But he's going to be up under every name in his name. But then sooner or later, the 690 camp's going to pull him to the side and show the inside, which is the Bible, that you're not the name that you call by that land. You are Judah, the lead tribe. You there because you moved Yahweh to wrath, and he put you there. Now, what did Jeremiah say that we can read? Now, Jeremiah is talking in 43, verse number 5. What did he say there, young lion? What did Jeremiah the seer raise from the womb? Let's see what Jeremiah say that we can read. This is how you carve up Bo Cap Malone, that's the name, Mark Riser, which is the champion for the other nations. And he hems up Israelite camps. But we've been showing the Israelite camps, this is what you do to carve him up like a nice, clean bone turkey. Little turkey, nice, big old fat turkey. Big fat turkey. But you want to carve him up slowly. That once he see you, he'll find it. He'll hear voices behind his head that go in another direction. But this is how you got to do it. Tonight, with this lesson, take 177, you'll be all right. Now, in Jeremiah 43, verse 5 says what? Oh, young lion. Jeremiah 43, verse 5.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, they come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city.
That was Jeremiah 43.
You don't read that again. I didn't hear that. I guess you read what you want to read, that young lion. You ain't reading no Jeremiah 43, verse 5. I don't know what you're reading. But how about getting a national audience Jeremiah 43, verse 5?
All right, 43, verse 5. I was 33. All right, the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 43, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, but Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the force, took all the remnant of Yadadu that were returned from all nations, whether they had been driven to dwell in the land of Yadadu.
But wait a minute now, young lion. So now who, remember in Acts 17, 26 and 30, he said all men's, and he got that all, it all mean all. Now we find out, now who is the all in 43, verse 5? Who the all is there, young lion?
All is Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And y'all got to do this well, according to verse 43.
And all nations.
So that's who in all nations. So that's who's in all nations, y'all got to do. Now, and then they take the same word right before your eyes and do a Houdini on you, and you will got to get out of money camp. Now you see, Judah is in all nations. Then we go on the right side of the book and look at Acts 2, verse 5, and what it say. Acts 2, verse 5.
Going over to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 5.
Now, read where you see it, and I'll dramatic it up. Yeah, Acts 2, verse 5. Then you fast forward that same statement that we look, you got one hand, hey, Mother E, you got one hand on 4, 3, verse 5, a mark in it. And then you're looking at Judah in all nations. Then you turn the page to Acts, chapter 2, verse 5, and watch what they do. Watch how they put a Houdini on you in 2, verse 5. Look what they say here, 2, verse 5.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, and there were dwelling at verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven.
You see that? And they turn right around there, Mother E. They sit there and just cut Judah down low and call Judah the Jew. See, and they pull that verse from Jeremiah 43, verse 5, and they talk about Judah, the fourth son of Israel. And they turn right around, put the word Jew in there. Then when you bid on the word called Jew, then they put the word called Ish on it. Then said, well, you know that Jew-ish means like the Jew. No, Jew and Ish is out of order. That's Jew. Don't name one of them work. That's a prefix. The Ish is like the Jew. No, it ain't like the Jew. You ain't no compromising it. That word is correct, corrupt, is wrong, is polluted. It's for Judah, the fourth son of Israel. Bottom line, fourth son of Israel. Ain't no such word as no Jew. That's a made-up word from Satan the devil. And when you put the prefix on it, I-S-H, Jewish, that's from Satan the devil too. Because Judah is the fourth son of Israel. And you can't add to his name or take it away. You can't put it short for Jew, and then when you bite on a Jew, you put the ISH on it. Now you are done with the nation did. Oh, that means like the Jew. Man, it ain't like the Jew. Both of the words are wrong. Mm-hmm. What goes there is 43, verse 5, all the nations killed Judah with the precept and 11, verse 12. Judah will be scattered into the corners. Judah, not the Jew. Not Jewish. So ain't nothing happened in 1948 about Judah. In 1948, the corrupt word called Jew and Jewish, the descendants of Esau, jumped the land and took over. But we know if you jump a land that's not yours, we know clearly what you up under. See, we know what you up under. When you strong arm someone's land, we know what the heavenly tablet says. You got a ticking time bomb on you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we will read what the ticking time bomb say when you done what you did in 1948, knowing that when Judah get back to the land, they're going to dwell safely. You went over there and done something contrary to the Bible. Now, what you do in the book of Jubilees that we can read there, young lions? We go on to page 48 and look at verse 14 and 15 with that chapter 8 or 9. Jubilees, let's see what the written record is that you did. In the book of Jubilees, chapter on page 48, What chapter would it be? Verse 14 and 15. What did you do, and what's the agreement? See, remember one thing. On Turkey, when you got a turkey, big old fat thing. You piece of this turkey off it. Carve a little of this back off. Keep carving on it. That's how you got to do the ones that have painted themselves into something that's about Israel, to Israel, and for the children of Israel. That's it. But you got to know how to carve them up real good. When you carve them up real good and get down to the bone, you know that that big old fat turkey will never come around no more because it'd be consumed. Thank you, that young lion. It'll be consumed. You got to consume these apologetics, these bullcrap Malones. You got to consume them with the word. You got to carve them up real good. See? And we're giving you how to carve them up real good. It's up to you to do it. Now, what we read. Now, here goes the record in the book of Jubilees. What you reading there, young man?
Okay, we're over in the book of Jubilees, chapter 9, verse 14, and verse 15. Verse 14 reads.
And what page is that? Young Lion.
Okay, reading the book of Jubilee on page 48, chapter 9, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14.
See, otherwise, we want you to keep up. Because see, when we call a good turkey up, we want you to keep up. No doubt about it. Now we better call them up real good. Let's see what the record says on page 48. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the book of Jubilees, page 48, chapter 9, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, and thus the sons of Noah divided unto their sons in the presence of Noah their father, and he bound them all by an oath. Appreciating a curse on everyone that sought to seize the portion which had not fallen to him by his life. Verse 15. And they all said, so be it, for themselves and their sons forever throughout their generation, till the day of judgment, in which Yahweh shall judge them with a sword and with fire, for all uncleanness of their errors. They have filled the earth with transgressions and uncleanness and fornication and sin.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying plainly, if you, by Yahweh and the mental spirit and Noah, the father of the three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, they swore to their father, and his father said to them, listen, now, in time to come, in generations to come, you make sure you pass the message down. If any one of you three sons get the big head and want to leave your land and go to another brother's land, you will be upon a curse, and when Yahweh catch you there, your descendants, he said, I'm going to deal with them with the sword and fire. So you make sure you leave some kind of writing that I don't care how big you get. Stay in your own land. Now, if you decide to leave your land, now, I didn't say you couldn't visit your cousin, but otherwise, Bogarden, the cousin, you up on a curse, and anybody tied to your hip is up on a curse. So you can't leave the land that your father gave to you. Now, you know the three boys is the boys that got the three rings. Now, we're going to go see, but it's a fourth player that came in here and hoodwinked the world. This fourth player. So we know this fourth player, he got to fall upon one of these descents. because you got to come out of these three boys. But these three boys was given the land, and then somebody else came out of their descent, out of the descent of the Shem, and guess what? He was given the land.
Mm-hmm.
And let's find out, mother, what land was he given, and what we talking about in Genesis 25:25. Let's go Genesis 25:25 there, mother, and find out about this other person that also was given a land. See what we can read in Genesis 32:3. What can we read?
Genesis 25:25 and Genesis 32.
Well, give me 25:25 and give me a name first.
Okay.
Then we go on to Genesis 32:3. We're going to find who gives a name first. 25:25.
Okay, Genesis chapter 25. Book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 25 reads, and the first come out red all over like a hairy garment, and they call his name Esau.
Good. Well, there it is right there. The first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and his name was called Esau. And Esau got a brother called Jacob. Now, let's find out exactly what's going on now, mother. And 32:3. So we got a name on table. We know that's Rebekah's boy, but he came out a little different from Jacob. Came out hairy and red looking. So now let's find out what happened for him. And Genesis 32:3.
Book of Genesis, chapter 32:3. And Jacob sent messages before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Sarai, the country of Edom, Esau.
He said the land of Seir. That's called Seir, S-E-I-R. So his land is the land of Seir. That's the land he from. Seir, S-E-I-R. Now I got to get a precept on that, mother. I got to get a precept on that. So now we find out that Esau has a land that we can read. And what is his land? Just spell it out, mother. Spell out his land in 32:3. What is his land? Spell it out.
Seir.
Spell it.
S-E-I-R. The land of Seir.
S-E-I-R. That's right. That's his land. The land he was, that's the land. And now we need a precept there, mother. We need a precept on his land. Now we're going to get a precept on his land there, mother. By going to the 33rd chapter and look at verse number 16. Remember, mother, we carving a turkey up. Now, I ain't never seen nobody carve a turkey up by hitting it all the way down his bone on the first lick. You never carve a turkey up like that. When it's a big old nice fat turkey come out the oven, you know you carve that turkey off, start on his back, start cutting the pieces off. That's what we're doing. For Bo Cap Malone, the one that jumped the Israelite camp and got the WCC all happy, said he gonna jump the old Seir. He gonna jump the Seir. He said, Seir, they don't never answer the question, but we'll answer the question. We'll show you how you get out from under that. Okay? And now the other camps gonna know how to get out from under it if they log into the Six Anointed Camps called Voices of the True Israelites. So now 33:16.
Genesis chapter 33:16. So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir.
You see that? So But there go Esau. He returned back to turn that day his way unto Seir. That's his land right there. That's his land. Now go to the 14th chapter, mother, and pick up verse 5.
Genesis
14, verse 5. Let's find out about that land. Why did he return back to that land? 14, verse 5.
Okay. So the Genesis chapter 14, verse 5. And in the 14th year came
verse 5, but just go down to verse 6.
Go down to 6.
Yeah, read verse 6. Just read verse 6.
Verse 6. And the whole right in thy mouth seal unto
Elohim. That's good. We ain't got to beat it. So we find out that who was there first was the Horites. They was there first. These descendants of Ham. So they was there. That was their land in Mount Seir. But it was a prophecy that we're not going to take care of in this lesson that was told by Ham and his brothers. Don't go down into that land, but they went anyway. So they were told they're going to be rooted out. So Yahweh used Esau to root the descendants of Ham out of this land right here. It was part of the land that they bogart themselves in Shem's land. The Horaphs bogarted and named Shem's land, part of it, Mount Seir, the government of Seir. But we know one thing, they belongs in that land. So now we're gonna take a look at a couple more verses on that subject matter, young line. We're gonna see how they got that land, then we're going back to where we was at. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 2 there, young line. And let's find out exactly, see how you run things down scripture-wise to see. And today, Esau is what you call the white man and the white woman. Now, we're going to find out something along the way in Deuteronomy chapter 2, young lion, verse 1 down to 5, 8, and 12. They're going to tell us something backed up with Joshua 24, verse 4. So it should tell us something. We will get back to his glory in all the nations. But we want to lay out this. It's a fourth player, but we can't take it all in one setting. This fourth player is Esau and his five sons. But look what Deuteronomy says about Esau and his five sons on what the Almighty have given you. So he gave everybody what he wanted them to have. Deuteronomy 2, 1 down to verse 5, 8 and 12, and Joshua 24, verse 4. Young lion, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, verses 1 down to 5, and 8 and 12. Verse 1 reads, then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As Yahweh spake unto me, and we can pass Mount Seir many days. Verse 2. And Yahweh spake unto me, saying, verse 3, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Verse 4. And command you the people, saying, you are to pass through the coast of your brother, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir. And they shall be afraid of you, take you good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Verse 5, meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, and when we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Eleth and from Ezion Geber, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Verse 12. The Horim also dwelt in Seir before time, but the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did unto the land of his possession, which Yahweh gave unto them.
Mm-hmm. Giving that Joshua 24:4.
Mm-hmm. Joshua 24:4. Verse 4 reads, and I gave unto Isaac, Israel, and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Israel and his children went down into Egypt.
Now, with that understanding, now you understand that I gave all the other people a land. The only one I scattered was the children of Israel. So when you read about Acts 7, verse 26 and 30, it's talking about the record. The only one on record that's been scattered to every nation is who? The children of Israel, not Esau. Esau don't belong in all nations. He belongs in one area, one nation, in the land of Mount Seir. So when you read about the all nations, scattered to all nations, every man and all, every man and all men and all nations, that's talking about one specific people. I never scattered on record Esau into every nation. Esau did not move him to wrath to scatter him into every nation. Ham did not move him to wrath to scatter him in every nation. The children of Arabs, Ishmael, did not move Yahweh to be scattered into every nation. The children of Moab never moved Yahweh to be called Japanese and Chinese. They never moved him to be scattered into all nations. Ammon never been moved by Yahweh to scatter them in every nation. So ain't no nation can take that, give me a word. The only nation that can be scattered into every nation, the one we can read, and that's the children of Israel.
Right.
Israel moved Yahweh to scatter them into every nation. Huh? No other nation can make that claim, but they make it right now before you. But you know why? Because you can't get them out of the book. You got to know how to get them out of the book. This, when you read Acts 17, 26, and 30, it's talking about all nations of Israel that were scattered. Not all nations of Esau, Moab, of Ammon, of the Arab man, of no other man, according to the record. And that's why we read in Titus chapter 3, verse 10, if you want to be a heretic, after we have showed you what time it is, once and twice, and you still jumping up and down, then you reject them. And that's why we want to carve this turkey up, bolt cap Malone, but the other Israelites can carve them up real good. But the only one that fits biblically scattered into all nations is the children of Israel. Can I get a witness on that, Mother D of Israel? I mean, Mother E and Yahweh, can I get a hallelujah, Yahweh, on that?
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So Mother E, we can get a hallelujah, Yahweh, when we read about all nations. It's talking about the only nation on record that's been scattered to every country, that is, children of Israel, mainly Judah. So we're going to stop it right there, and we're going to bring our elder in and get his closing statement on tape 177 and see what he got to say behind that. When they go to that 17th chapter, verse number 26 and 30, they can't claim that because you got no record to be scattered into every nation because you ain't moved Yahweh around because Yahweh ain't paid you no never mind. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock for your closing statement. Tibbs, didn't I tell you he's muted out for this class? I forgot. You got a big heavy thumb on muting people's up. M-U-T-E, Mr. Tibbs, huh? Okay. All right, then. We go to Mother Z and let her address this national audience, over 600,000 plus on the international side. So, Mother E, now we know you heard a whole lot, Mother Z, you heard a whole lot. Now, if you want to comment on what you heard, fine, but if you got something you want to bring to the table, that's good, too. Because it's your hour, and you on the clock, Mother Z, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, y'all probably be there, see right
here. Yahweh bless and keep you, seer Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother, you heard a whole lot of people would jump in there and put themselves all over the book. But we want to carve them up like you do a good old turkey, you know, slice by slice. Now, if you want to carve them a little bit, that's up to you. But if you got anything that you want to add on to it or whatever the Almighty put on you, but take number 177, you on the clock, come on.
I'm going to read out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, starting at verse 1. Awake, put on thy strength, O Yahweh Judah. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Yahweh Judah, the righteous city. For henceforth thou shalt no more come into you the uncircumcision and the unclean. Verse 2, shake thyself of the dust, arise and sit down, O Yahweh Judah, loose thyself from the band of thy neck, O captive daughter of Yahweh Judah. Verse 3, for thus said the Yahweh, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Verse 4, for thus said the Yahweh, my people went down oftentimes unto Egypt. What would it for Mitzrayim? Egypt to sojourn them there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Verse 5. Now, therefore, what have I heard, said? Now, therefore, what have I here said the Yahweh, that my people is taken away, but not they that run they that rule over them make them to how said the Yahweh, and my name continue every day. Every day is blaspheme. Verse 6. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that did, that do speak. Behold, it is I. Verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bring good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that say unto Yahweh Judah, the Yahweh reigns. Verse 8, and I'm going to stop at verse 8. The watchman shall lift up thy voice with the voice together, shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye what the Yahweh. For they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh shall bring again Yahweh Judah. Hallelujah.
That's right. He said we going to see eye to eye, but we ain't seeing eye to eye now because you got according to the memo that Bo-Cap Malone is jumping the Israelite camps and hemming them up. So we're going to show the Israelite camps how to get out of under Bo-Cap Malone with the all nations. So the all nations is not talking about, because he didn't get mad at but one nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called the people of the book. That's what he got mad at. So, and that's the one that's in every nation. So now, come on back, Brother Micaiah. Now, we read, with that understanding, Ezekiel was talking about it in 39th chapter, verse 22 now, but you read 21, so we clear, he got to put his glory first in every nation. And the glory is the tribe of Judah, prophecy of being in every nation. Now, let's find out a little bit more about this in 22 down to verse 29. Ezekiel 39, verse 22 down to verse 29. What it says, Brother Micaiah, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Going back over to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 22. Read. So the house of Israel should know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, from the day. The house of Israel should know that I am Yahweh, the Yahweh. I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, from the day in full. 23. And the heathen shall know that the family of Israel went into captivity for their sins, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword. Verse 24. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgression have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Verse 25. Therefore thus says Yahweh, now will I bring again the captivity of Israel, and have mercy upon the whole family of Israel, and will be jealous for my righteous name. Verse 26. After that, they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwell safely in their land, and none made them afraid. Verse 27. When I have bought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' land, and am sanctifying them in the sight of many nations, verse 28, then shall they know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more there. 29. Neither will I hide my face any more from them. For I have poured out my spirit upon the family of Israel, says Yahweh, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now, in verse 28 there, young man, what it says, now look what it says in verse 28. Read verse 28 again.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 28, read. Then shall they know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, which caused them to be led into captivity among the 17 nations. But I
now
have
read what you
them.
Said. Hold on, young line. Hold on. Now we want to get a point out of here. Read the way you said that, young line, because it's a point that I want to finally bring up. That when you read the way it is, we're gonna take care of some business. So read that again. It says, "Which caused what again? Which caused what?"
That caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have
among the heathen. Right there. Hold on, young man. Hold on. When I caused them to go into captivity among the heathen, right? Now back up and see what that word means in the 27th chapter, the last two lines. What do the word heathen mean in the last two lines?
Okay.
For 27.
Verse 27, the book of Ezekiel 39, verse 27, the last two lines. And them in the sight of many nations.
Nations. So that was the word heathen means nation. So they use the word heathen, but it means nation. Now with that understanding, now come back. Now who to be scattered in all these nations is the children of Israel. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 17, verse number 26 and 30. With that understanding, now let's go back. So now we see many nations among the heathen, the children of Israel. So now we got all that right here. We did all that to carve up the big turkey slowly. So now the heathen mean nation, and who to be among all the nations is the children of Israel, especially Judah, the lead tribe. So now when we go and read Acts chapter 17, verse 26 and 30, we're supposed to see Ezekiel 39. In that verse, spiritually, verse 17, 26, and 30, what did it say? Read it where you see it. Acts chapter 17, 26, and 30. But you got to have your hand on the 39th chapter and be looking at who he's talking about in verse 25. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I will bring again the cap of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole family of Israel. See? So that's who is among the heathen, which means the nation. So when we go to Acts 17, 26 and 30, by having Ezekiel in your hand. It just tells the story what they Paul was talking about. Come on.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 26 down to 30. 26 reads. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation. Verse 30. In the times of this ignorance, Yahweh winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent.
Now, see, here's where we of the six men on the camp got to raise our level of understanding the scripture through precepts. Read verse 26 again. Hey, mother, he held me 32 verse 8 of Deuteronomy's waiting on me. Have me 32 verse 8 of Deuteronomy's waiting on me. Read verse 26 again.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26 reads, and have made of one blood all nations of man for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation.
Right. All nations, he did that. Now, mother, Paul pulled that Deuteronomy 32, verse 8. See, it's going to game changer. Remember, the turkeys, you ain't never seen nobody take a knife and just cut the turkey down to the bone. You always slice the turkey off nice and slow and keep on till you get down to the bone. This is how you got to teach when the time appointed. Let's see what Paul was pulling that verse from by going to all nations and all that good talk we hear in Acts 17, 26 and 30. Paul was pulling that verse. Matter of fact, let's get a hype to it. Let's kind of get a little hype to it there, young lion. Let's run to Acts chapter 24. Let's kind of hype it up a little bit. You go in the book of Acts, chapter 24, and see what Paul say out of his own mouth. See, Paul's talking out of his own mouth and what he says in 24:14. Look what Paul say. Read the way you see it.
Okay, going over to the book of Acts, chapter 24, and we want verse 14. 14 reads, but this I confess unto you, that after the way which they call hearsay, so worship I the Yahweh my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the seal.
You see that? So Paul, hey, bro, Paul wasn't saying nothing that you couldn't read. Paul was telling you what was already written, that mother getting ready to read. Paul was pulling verses. We'll be going right now and see what Paul was pulling. Paul was pulling verses in 132. Let's read a little bit, mother. We're going to read a little bit right now in 132, verse 8. Let's read a little bit, mother. What you got out of that, mother? Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sun forever, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
Verse 9.
For the Yahweh portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He found him in a desert land, and in a rest fallen wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
You see that? That's good. Right there. So that was Paul was pulling in the 32nd chapter, verse 8. Paul believed everything that was written. But Michael made it plain, mother, in 3 verse 1. See, Paul was, he wasn't bringing nothing for all the nations. He was quoting Deuteronomy 32, verse 8 down to verse 11 and 12. Then Michael, in the 3rd chapter, made a profound statement in 3 verse 1. What did he say in 3:1 there, mother? What did he say that we can read in 3 verse 1?
The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. And I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Israel, and ye prince of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
See, we supposed to know that verse right there, 32 verse 8, but we don't know that. Because we've been taught that the Old Testament, the foundation, is done away with. Well, why Paul pulling that? Paul pulling that from Deuteronomy 32, verse 8 through 11, Paul is pulling that verse. So it's done away with. Why Paul pulling it? Paul is talking about Deuteronomy 32, verse 8 to the scattered Israelites. He's not talking to the other nations. That was not his job. See? But we let the other nations dictate us the Bible, and that's why according to this message, we got Bo Cap Malone is jumping all these Israelite camps because they can't answer chump change. That ain't never chump change in 26 and 30. That's, the Bible is to Israel, like 12 tribes, for Israelites, 12 tribes, and it's about Israelites, the 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Paul's mission, is to go to the Israelites. Because when Yahweh said this in Matthew's mother, hey, Marie, when Yahweh said this, read what you said in Matthew 28, verse 18. See, 18 and 19, they're going to go there, mother. They're going to go drop it on you. Hey, mother, eat. They're going to drop it on you, mother. They're going to drop it on you, but you're going to be waiting with them with your cane and the Anna Club when they go here and ask you what this mean, mother. Matthew 28, 18 and 19. What does it say?
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 28, 18 and 19. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Yahweh came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the righteous spirit. Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things.
That's it.
Oh.
That's it. 18 and 19. So you see what he's saying, mother? Now, they're going to drop that on the camps that don't not come out from under. He said, now go teach all nations. Now, they're going to jump you and say, see that? What do all nations mean? But see, we know that he was talking to the people of the book. We know he was talking to. We know when he said, go teach all nations, because all nations is going to be well, mother, that we can read in Amos chapter 9, verse 9. So we clear that it was a prophecy on the whole nation in Amos chapter 9, verse 9. But what is that, Mother?
Okay.
We're going to Amos chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. He's going to make a profound statement. So the son was pulling, when he said go teach all nations, he's pulling that from Amos the seer in chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. What did he say?
Gospel.
Amos, chapter 9, verses 9 and verse 10. For lo, I will come, and I will scatter the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is scattered in the sifter. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Verse 10. All the sinners of my people shall die by this word, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
He said all the sinners of my people is gonna die. If you don't want to accept the truth, you're gonna die. Are they saying?
Right.
But who are we gonna accept into all nation, Mother, according to verse 9? Who will be in all nation upon the sun? According to verse 9.
I will filter the family of Israel among all nations.
So, when you read the all nations, Mother, so when Yahweh the Son said in Matthew, go and teach all nations, he had to say, go teach all nations of the children of Israel because they already knew it, didn't they, Mother?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They already knew all nations means all the nations where the children of Israel is scattered.
Mm-hmm.
He had to say, go teach all the nations of Israel, because he knew that was the mission first. You got to get the Israelites first back on their feet before you can be concerned about any other nation. Because he didn't come himself for all the nations, did he, Mother, in 2415? And over in the book of Matthew, let's see what he say he came for, Mother. So how are you going to tell him to do something that he didn't come to do? See,
Matthew,
we got to be able to hear the conversation. And 15, what verse I want? I want 15:24 of Matthew. See, we got to hear all the conversations, Mother E. We got to hear the conversations, but then go to the Bible and take care of the business. So now, he not going to tell you to do something he didn't do. And what do you say he did in 15:24 of Matthew? Why would he tell you to do something he didn't even do?
15:24. But Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the Lord chief of the family of Israel.
So why did he tell you something? Why did he tell you to do something he didn't even do? See, that he's talking about the Pharisees over there in Matthew 23. How they'll tell you one thing, and they gonna lift their finger up to do nothing. So how would he tell you to go to all the other nations besides the children of Israel that scattered, and he didn't do it?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna tell you to do something that he didn't do. So that means somebody is cooking your books and understanding, but Israel got to know your job is to get Israel back on their feet first. You have no concern about the other nations. Because the Almighty Son didn't have no concern about the other nations. He came to get Israel back on their feet. That's going to be scattered into every nation. And look at the prophecy about that, Brother Micaiah, in 30 verse 1 of Deuteronomy. See, all these verses were pulled. You know he taught the children of Israel, but look what he said to the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy 30 verse 1, what did he say?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. We're going to read verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall come, and you shall call them to mind among all nations, whether Yahweh, your Yahweh, has driven you."
You see that? So this all nation is talking about, and all the one he's driven to all nations was the children of Israel. Because we read on in Baruch chapter 4, verse 6, "Because you moved him to wrath by not keeping the covenant that you agreed on." That's the reason you in all nations. All the other families is not in all the nations. Not by slavery. They might have moved there because they know you ignorant of your knowledge yourself, to say you some surefire rice or something, or some catfish and some hog, because they know you will buy anything as long as it looks like somebody else, you will buy it from them. See, you got to change your way, children of Israel. The only reason other nations in all the nations, because they know wherever you at, they can get rich. They can live comfortable off of your ignorance. See? So, the prophecy of it, when you come back to the knowledge of yourself, then, mother, what are you going to do in a closing statement in Jeremiah 30, verse 16 and 17? Now, once you wake up, Jeremiah started talking about you. What do you say we can read that, Mother Eve, in Jeremiah 30, verse 16 and 17? Now, it was prophesied by Jeremiah the seer exactly what he going to do out of the mouth of Jeremiah that was raised from the womb to tell the children of Israel what? Especially Judah. 30, verse 16 and 17. What it say, Mother?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16. "Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thy adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and all they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey." Verse 17. "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, said the Yahweh, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Yahweh Judah, whom no man sees after."
You hear that, Mother? You hear it, man? So, you see what you got coming when you wake back up. Matter of fact, give me a Proverbs 4, verse 7, Mother. Give me Proverbs 4. Let me add Proverbs 4, verse 7. Then get a closing statement. So, you see, listen, the world is bred to the children of Israel. Once you wake up and understand this Bible is to you, for you, about you. The whole nation got a place, but he's talking to you, and you the one scattered children of Israel, every nation. He ain't scattered Moab, Ammon, Japanese, the Chinese, Esau and the five sons. He gave them Mount Seir. He gave all of them a land. Jephthah's peoples, the northern world called Europe today. He gave everybody, the one called the Hawaiians and Samoans, all them right there. That's Jephthah's peoples, dark-skinned peoples. Now, everybody got a land, but the one that had been scattered is the one that he gave his word to. And you told him in the fifth chapter of Deuteronomy, all that you say, we're going to do. You broke the promise. Now you got to come back to the promise, Because you're the one in every nation upon the sun. Not the other nation. All the reason they there in every nation is to make sure they sell you some more hog and some more Christianity. See, they there to make sure you got plenty of hog and Christianity and catfish. Catfish, Christianity, and hog. That's why they there. All right, Mother, give me that Proverbs 4, verse 7, in the closing statement.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal palace thing thereof. Give wisdom, and with all thy gifts, get an understanding.
He said, wisdom is the principal thing. The principal thing is to get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom and get understanding. And we try to give you the wisdom and the understanding. That's the principal thing. You got to know who you are. You are the children of the book called the Children of Israel that is scattered to every nation upon the sun. Don't look for Yahweh to help you. Judah is your help. Judah is the lead tribe. You must find the lead tribe, Judah. Get under Judah, then Yahweh gonna intervene. Don't try to get past Judah, the one you call African American, Negro in color, and super cool. Mm-hmm. The only way back to other 11 tribes, you got to get up under the banner of Judah. That is your only way back. Because Judah is the one carrying this word until he returns. And that's written over there in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 5 and 7. And 8, Judah carries this word. The 11 tribes must come up under Judah. Or you ain't got nothing coming in your mighty one. Mother E, how about a closing statement to tomorrow at 6 o'clock, you on the clock, come on.
Oh, thank the praising Yahweh for the class, and thank the praising Yahweh for the fear. Thank the praising Yahweh for each the one that's listening. Thank the praising Yahweh for Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Hallelujah. Excellent. So we clear that the children of the book is the one that's scattered in all nations.
Right.
Sure, one blood made all flesh, but he gave rules and regulations to everybody. Mm-hmm. And he divided the nations, and Paul was quoting Deuteronomy 32, verse 8 through 10, about the children of Israel. So when we go, Brother Micaiah, and look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6 through 10, now you understand. Now, what look what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, so chapter 3, 6 down to verse 10. What did Paul say? This is what Paul said. With that understanding, now Paul found some scattered Israelites. And this way, and he sent Timothy to tell him what in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, 6 down to verse 10. What do you say there, young lion? Come on.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 6 down to 10. Verse 6 reads, but now when Timothy came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that you have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also see you. Verse 7. Therefore, brothers, we were confronted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. Verse 8. For now we live, if you stand fast in Yahweh. Verse 9. For what thanks can we render to Yahweh again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sake before our Yahweh. Verse 10. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
Mm-hmm. Now come back with that understanding and look at 2 Ezra 7:104. So now, all about that, did my kid on tell you, keep on talking about that C. We're looking right at it, but we want you to really paint the picture, the S-E-E. So some C got to see some stuff, but we got to see it ourselves before we can teach others. Let's go back to 2 Ezra 7:104.
Okay, going back to 2 Ezra, chapter 7, we want verse 104. Verse 104 reads, I will be happy to tell you, he replied. Judgment Day is final and sets the final seal on truth. Judgment Day is final and sets the final seal on truth for all to see. You know that in... Keep going.
Right.
You yeah. know that.
So Ezra, go ahead.
You know that.
Come on,
that
young
lion, you're
messing me up. Now, come on. You're messing OC up. You're messing OC up. Come on, young lion. Deliver me some knockout, bro. Give me that 7:104 again. Give me out my flow on that 7:104. Because we're going for the knockout, bro, right now.
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 104. Verse 104 reads, I will be happy to tell you, he replied. Judgment Day is final and sets the final seal on truth for all to see. You know that in this age, a father cannot send his son to be sick for him, or sleep or eat or be healed for him. An owner cannot send his slave to do these things for him. Nor can a person send his best friend.
So you see, what this man is trying to tell you. We can come 6 nights a week on this broadcast, but it's up to you. It's up to you to see what we see. And what we see is you can't jump down in the seal's book, 2 Ezra, and Ezra was only sent to one people, and give me 2 Ezra 2 and pick up verse 33. Let's go to 2 Ezra 2:33. So you see, or is it 3:33? Well, you know where you get there. So look, this who Ezra is talking to the medicine spirit about in 2 Ezra chapter. Which one I want, 2:33 or 3:33? Which one I want there, young line?
You want 3:30.
Yeah, okay, give me 3:33. Give me 3:32. Give me 3:32. What'd it say? 3:32. What'd it say? And read down a little bit.
Okay, going over to the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 3, and picking up at verse 32. 32 reads. Or is there any other people that know you besides Israel? Or what generation has so believed by your covenant as Israel?
33.
And yet their reward appeared not, and their labor had no fruit. For I have gone here and there through the heathen, and I see that they flow in wealth and think not upon the law. Verse 34, weigh you therefore our wickedness now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel. Verse 35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold that part up, young lion. Now, verse 2, make that 2, and pick up verse number 31. Now make that 2. Young lion.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, picking up at verse 31. 31 reads, remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth and show mercy unto them. For I am merciful, says Yahuwah Almighty. Verse 32, embrace your children,
until I come and say nothing unto them, for my wells run over and my favor shall not fail. Verse 33. I ask you, receive the charge of Yahweh upon the mount of Horeb, that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me at naught and despised the law of Yahweh. Verse 34.
You see that? Not good. Now give me Luke chapter 21, verse 22 out of verse 24 in the closing statement. Now you see that? So when you read 2 Ezra 7, 104, that's talking about the disobedient children of Israel that they got to wake up and see this thing as we deliver it to you now. It ain't got nothing to do with the other nations. Luke 21, 22 out of verse 24 in the closing statement. Listen good.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 21, 22 down. Book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 22 read. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Verse 23. For woe unto them that are without, and to them that give suck in those days. For there should be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
And Judah going to be trodden down by the Gentiles. Judah is the one getting trodden down. Judah is the one that's been trodden down to this day. So that message, but Judah is in all nations. So when you read all nations, all men, he's talking about all the nation of Israel led by Judah. Judah is in all nations. So when you jump down that 17th chapter, reading verse 26 and 30, all nations and all peoples of one blood, it's talking about the children of Israel, and Judah is in all the nations upon the sun. So that's how you carve a turkey up, bocap Malone up Israelite camp. So now I want to hear a good report next time he's seen in y'all area, carve him up with take number 177. Y'all got it? Good. All right, young line, closing statement to tomorrow at 6 o'clock from the mothers, from the elders, from all the world listening, over 600,000, over 600,000 on the international side. Yahweh be with you all to tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Young line, take us out. You on the clock. Come on.
I want to thank Yahweh for another blessed day to read his word. I want to thank Yahweh for the opportunity in life to be able to meet the seer Israel of Steve Roy. I thank Yahweh for my wife and children have given me the raise in a Torah structure of Yahuwah. I thank Yahuwah for our elders and our mothers, all our brothers and sisters in the Christ anointed camp. And I want to read the book of Matthew chapter 5, picking up at verse 17 read. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the seer. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18. Truly I say unto you, the heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you see, we got to, the 609 accounts, we got to understand that this book is about Israelites. Twelve tribes. It's two Israelites, 12 tribes. Huh? You got to know that. It's about two and four, the 12 tribes of Israel. This is your wisdom in the sight of the nation. When he told you go to all nations, he's talking about all scattered Israelites led by Judah in every nation upon the sun. So when whoever this bocap Malone jump, the Israelite camp, jump him and carve him up and let him know that you better be in Mount Seir when Yahweh come back, not trying to chase the Israelite camps. You better make sure you and your descendants is in Mount Seir, right below the land of Israel, when the Almighty come back. If he catch you in all nations with your folly, he going to deal with you according to what he had in the ninth chapter of Jubilee, verse 14 and 15, with the sword and some fire. So that's what you got to think about. And we're going to have to bring that to your attention, that the all nation is to scatter the Israelites. That's what we come to see as we speak. So until tomorrow at 6 p.m., listen, the world is